that sounds so peaceful. Jason Vio, he is going to be our guest tomorrow on Juno Afternoon. But for now, don't go to sleep just yet. I know that music was very soothing. But we have something to wake you up here, some other kind of music from the natural world. Welcome back to Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride. Apologies about last Friday. We had some technical problems, and we were unable to bring you our weekly birdwatch segment. But Brenda Wright with the Juno Audubon Society has graciously consented to come back and join us now to talk about some of the birds that are out there right now, as well as what they sound like, because that's going to help you spot them, because sometimes they're hard to see in the greenery. So, Brenda, I guess we always start off talking about what is it that you're particularly seeing right now?
Well, every day is something new. This is the best time of year for birding. There's a new warbler. There's a flycatcher. Some of the birds that we see all winter are leaving us. So we see their wings beating away.
Yeah, I guess you got to be on top of it to catch it all. Is there any bird that's been with us for a while that's in an interesting phase to observe?
Yes, that's really interesting, because in winter, a lot of birds become very, a little bit drab. But right now, all the males are getting all spiffed up to show off to the ladies to make sure that they find their true sweetheart.
Sounds very, very romantic. Well, speaking of romantic, we always hear about Harlequin romances. Is that how the Harlequin duck got its name?
You know, it's a very brilliantly colored bird, and it really does look like the Harlequin mask that they used in France. So that's where it got its name. Its sound...
Well, you know, you have given me some sounds of these birds, and this one I kind of listened to, and I said, is this a bird or some kind of squeaky toy? So let's listen. Brenda,
yep.
It's not a very melodic bird, is it?
Well, people often describe it as mouse-like. Mouse-like squeaking.
And that's a duck.
That's a duck.
So it doesn't have a but a squeak, squeak.
Nope. It talks a lot, and so it really helps you hone in to look for it. It leaves us to go to find the fastest rapids up high in the mountains that it can find, and lives in the Cascades to have its babies. But all winter, it stays around us at all the points that have the highest surf and the most wave action. That's where they live all winter with us.
I didn't realize that they were year-round or winter residents in Juneau. What about the Stellar Jay? Now, you have given us some sound from that. Should I go ahead and play it?
He's a year-round resident. Yes, please.
He just sounds like he's complaining.
You know, they're especially after listening to the guitar, you notice how non-melody like they are.
yeah, they're more the Harlequins and the Stellar Jays are just noisemakers, I think.
Well, the Stellar is a corvid, and it's very, very bright. It's very smart. You can't get away with anything with it, and it likes to rule the neighborhood, and that's why it makes those kind of noises. If it sees some bird that it doesn't like, it's going to tell us, this is my neighborhood, you got to move out.
But they are pretty birds.
They are. They are very pretty.
So what is their pattern in Juno?
They live here with us year-round. They beg us for peanuts in the winter, and tell us where to plant our seeds in the summer so they can get them out of the garden before they can germinate. and watch us all the time to make sure that we're doing things correctly.
Yeah, I guess it's interesting that each of these birds has their own personality. So our last bird to watch this week is the tree swallow. So I'm going to go ahead and play that bird sound. That's a little bit sweeter.
Yes, it is. And they do that a lot while they're flying. And they have such tiny little legs that they really can't hardly do anything standing up. So even to get a drink of water, they fly really close to a pond and just take a sip as they're flying.
So,
but they're one of our best summer birds, because birds that eat mosquitoes are our favorites.
Right. So unlike the Stellar Jays, who are neighborhood bullies, the swallows are public servants, so to speak.
Yes, they are, very much so. And luckily for us, we actually have four kinds of swallows here. But the tree swallows are most often seen of places like the Pioneer Marsh or Twin Lakes, or places that are open grasslands where the bugs are thick and the breeze is calm.
So before we go, any final bird watching thoughts?
Yes, we do have last week we were suggesting you go to Dredge Lake, and that's still a really great place to go. The warblers are there in the alders, and if you can't see them, you can at least hear all of them. There's several interesting ducks on the lakes, and there's a huge flock of tree swallows and a couple other unusual swallows around Crystal Lake. There's some redheads and even a couple kinds of flycatchers that we seldom see here. And we like flycatchers too, because they eat mosquitoes also.
All righty. Well, thank you very much, Brenda, for joining us for Juno Afternoon.
Thank you, Rhonda.
Support for Juno Afternoon is provided by Hanson Gress, Heritage Coffee Roasting Company, and Klinkit & Haida Social Enterprises. For more information, visit ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon.
And thank you for joining us for Juno Afternoon. We really appreciate you being here with us and hope that all of you have a great afternoon and evening. Thanks.